Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Loving Him. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Millions of people in this country have stopped going to church. Their parents quit going to church and did what instead? Well, they go to soccer games, they have picnics, they go to the lake, none of which things would necessarily bad, but why is the only time you can do them? Same time church is going on. Why can't you do them another time? Because it was no longer important enough to them to give any time to God, much less any money, much less any service time to do things in the church or in the ministries. So folks are doing what they love. They love racing, they love golfing, they love boating, they love travel, so people work and try to save and try to maneuver, and everything is focused to where we can just do what we love all the time. What pleases me. See, this ties in back with the previous verse. Why do you always want to do what pleases you? Because you love you some you. And everything's designed around making you happy. And what that demonstrates, no matter what you say, is that you don't love God. Amen. You love you. You got no time for God. No money for God. No involvement for God. When you love God, you are kicked out of the front seat. You are kicked out from the driver's wheel. Is that right? You are kicked off the throne. And you love Him. When you love Him, you love what He loves. And you want what He wants. And you're willing to give your time and your money and your efforts. The Scripture said, Jesus prophesied it. He said, because iniquity will abound, the love of many will wax cold. And here we got folks that quit going to church, quit praying, quit reading their Bible, quit doing anything for God. Now they've got children that were born into a godless home and have grown up with no knowledge or experience of God at all. And what they were taught is love yourself and love what pleases you and give your life to make that happen. And they're miserable. I said they're miserable. Yeah. They'll dream about it, and if they get it, it's not going to satisfy. It's not going to bring contentment. And then there'll be discontent. Lovers of themselves, lovers of pleasures, more than lovers of God. Somebody say, not me. Not me. I don't love myself more than God. I don't love pleasures more than God. I love God more than anybody, including myself. I love God and doing what He wants more than anything that I like. I love Him. How's the only way to show that that's true? There are going to be choices. You wanted to do this, and God wants this. What you choose, or what I choose, shows what we love. Amen. And all the rest is just talk. But what's, now come back to our text. Let's say you make the wrong choice. You choose what you love and what you want, making yourself happy. The moment you do that, God is going to begin to be less real to you. Can you see that? And then you quit coming to church, and then you quit reading your Bible, and then you quit praying. What's going to happen? God is going to be less and less and less real to you. Amen. it's going to be like God don't exist. But He didn't leave you. I said, He didn't leave you. He didn't change. You left Him. Oh, but friend, just like we talked about earlier, the prodigal son, you can come to yourself. I said, you can come to yourself and you can say, I got to get myself back in church. We got to get these kids in church. We got to get our tithes and our offerings. We got to get our time and our energies. We've got to love God. Hallelujah. And not let these other things be gods over, instead of Him. You shall have no other gods. Whatever you give all of your time and all of your resources to, that's your God. People worship cars, hobbies. People worship these things. They give it their adoration. They give it all their time and all their money. And it's so pitiful because it's a lousy God. It can't hear a prayer. Can't answer a prayer. We'll never love you back. Say it again. I love God.
I love God.
2 Timothy 4, turn there please. Now you would think, as we've already mentioned, if you really saw God and how wonderful He was, you'd love Him and you'd choose Him instead of everything. But it's just not the case. It is possible to see God clearly and choose something else. It's happening all around us. In 2 Timothy 4 and 6, after a rich, amazing, exciting life of serving God, giving his all to God. Did Paul love God?
Yes.
Still does. How do we know he loved God? Look at what he did. I mean, he said, we've not been unfaithful concerning the heavenly vision. He took what God gave him and ran with it his whole life. He said, now I'm ready to be offered. The time of my departure is at hand. I've fought a good fight. I've finished my course. I've kept the faith. Henceforth is laid up for me. Is he one that loved God? A crown of righteousness that the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. Not to me only, but unto all them that what? Love his appearing. We're not dreading his return. We're looking forward to his return. Verse 9. Do your diligence, he's talking to Timothy, to come shortly to me, for Demas has forsaken me. Why? Why? Having loved this present world. Wow. Now, he's departed to Thessalonica, Crescens to Galatia, Titus to Dalmatia. Demas has forsaken me, having loved this present world. What caused him to forsake Paul? His love for this present world. Where has he been? What has he seen? He's been with Paul. He's been helping Paul. He's been seeing what God's been doing in Paul's ministry. He has seen people healed. He has seen people delivered. He has seen, maybe he saw the dead raised. We know it happened in Paul's ministry. He has seen idol worshiping cities just gone off the deep end. He has seen a group of believers come out from the midst of them and churches be born and established, the first churches that have ever existed on the planet. He's seen all that. He's been with a man who has personally had visitation of the head of the church, Jesus Christ. A man who's been caught up to the third heaven and saw and heard things he said he couldn't express. A man God used to help lay the foundation of the church you and I are a part of. A man God used to pen Romans, 1st and 2nd Corinthians, Ephesians, Galatians, Philippians, Colossians, 1 Timothy, 2 Timothy, Titus.
Come on. Yes, sir.
And he decides, I don't want this anymore.
Wow.
I'm going to Vegas. We're going to party. I'm going to live it up. That's what I want. I want to drink. I want to get drunk. I want to get high. I want to sleep around. I want to be a big roller. I want to drive in the fast lane. Could you say if he had been around a better ministry, maybe he could have seen how good God was? No. But see, we can look back and read and put these people on a pedestal and imagine that they weren't even human. But no, being with Paul would have been a lot like being with other people today. I mean, the world is real. Flesh is there, right? I mean, you got to get yourself up every morning and get moving. You got to deal with all the stuff. It's life. It's this world. And having been around all this with Paul, Demas, who was his helper, maybe you could say he was on staff with him. He was with him. He was helping him. He's involved with him. And Paul had to say, well, he has forsaken us. He left us. He left the church. He left the ministry. Where'd he go? Not going on to do bigger, greater things for God. He loved this present world. He saw God. He knew God. And decided he wants something else instead of God. Somebody say, by the grace of God,
by the grace of God,
not me.
Not me.
I will not do this.
I
don't love the world.
I
don't love the things that are in the world. I don't love pleasure above God. I don't love myself or family or anybody more than I do God. I love the Lord my God with all my heart, all my soul, all my mind, all my strength. I love God. I love my Jesus. I love my Father. I love His Holy Spirit. I love His holy people. I love His church. I love the gifts of His Spirit. Hallelujah. I love His good gospel word. I love the advancing of the kingdom of God throughout the earth. I love His coming and His soon return. The new heavens and the new earth that He has prepared. I love what is coming. I love Him. I love Him. I love Him. I don't love this stinky, curse-filled, devil-influenced junk called the world. I don't love it. You take God out, you lost me.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Loving Him, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 2nd, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today. And be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.